This is the reading for January 31st, Psalm 31. Lord, I trust in you. Let me never be disgraced. Save me, because you do what is right. Listen to me and save me quickly. Be my rock of protection, a strong city to save me. You are my rock and my protection. For the good of your name, lead me and guide me. Set me free from the trap they set for me. Because you are my protection, I give you my life. Save me, Lord, God of truth. I hate those who worship false gods. I trust only in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your love, because you saw my suffering. You knew my troubles. You have not handed me over to my enemies, but have set me in a safe place. Lord, have mercy, because I am in misery. My eyes are weak from so much crying, and my whole being is tired from grief. My life is ending in sadness, and my years are spent in crying. My troubles are using up my strength, and my bones are getting weaker. Because of all my troubles, my enemies hate me, and even my neighbors look down on me. When my friends see me, they are afraid and run. I am like a piece of a broken pot. I am forgotten as if I were dead. I have heard many insults. Terror is all around me. They make plans against me and want to kill me. Lord, I trust you. I have said, you are my God. My life is in your hands. Save me from my enemies and from those who are chasing me. Show your kindness to me, your servant. Save me because of your love. Lord, I call to you, so do not let me be disgraced. Let the wicked be disgraced and lie silent in the grave. With pride and hatred they speak against those who do right, so silence their lying lips. How great is your goodness that you have stored up for those who fear you, that you have given to those who trust you. You do this for all to see. You protect them by your presence from what people plan against them. You shelter them with evil words. Praise the Lord. His love to me was wonderful when my city was attacked. In my distress, I said, God cannot see me. But you heard my prayer when I cried out to you for help. Love the Lord, all you who belong to him. The Lord protects those who truly believe, but he punishes the proud as much as they have sinned. All you who put your hope in the Lord, be strong and brave. Exodus chapter 11. Now the Lord had told Moses, I have one more way to punish the king and the people of Egypt. After this, the king will send all of you away from Egypt. When he does, he will force you to leave completely. Tell the men and women of Israel to ask their neighbors for things made of silver and gold. The Lord had caused the Egyptians to respect the Israelites, and both the king's officers and the Egyptian people considered Moses to be a great man. So Moses said to the king, This is what the Lord says. About midnight tonight, I will go through all Egypt. Every firstborn son in the land of Egypt will die, from the firstborn son of the king who sits on his throne to the firstborn of the slave girl grinding grain. Also, the firstborn farm animals will die. There will be loud outcries everywhere in Egypt, worse than any time before or after this. But not even a dog will bark at the Israelites or their animals. Then you will know that the Lord treats Israel different from Egypt. All your officers will come to me. They will bow face down to the ground before me and say, Leave, and take all your people with you. After that, I will leave. Then Moses, very angrily, left the king. The Lord had told Moses, The king will not listen to you and Aaron, so that I may do many miracles in the land of Egypt. Moses and Aaron did all these great miracles in front of the king, but the Lord made him stubborn, and the king would not let the Israelites leave his country. Exodus chapter 12. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt. This month will be the beginning of months, the first month of the year for you. Tell the whole community of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, each man must get one lamb for the people in his house. If there are not enough people in his house to eat a whole lamb, he must share it with his closest neighbor, considering the number of people. There must be enough lamb for everyone to eat. The lamb must be a one-year-old male that has nothing wrong with it. This animal can be either a young sheep or a young goat. Take care of the animals until the 14th day of the month. On that day, all the people of the community of Israel will kill them in the evening before dark. The people must take some of the blood and put it on the sides and tops of the door frames of the houses where they eat the lambs. On this night, they must roast the lamb over a fire. They must eat it with bitter herbs and bread made without yeast. Do not eat the lamb raw or boiled in water. roast the whole lamb over a fire with its head, legs, and inner organs. You must not leave any of it until morning, but if any of it is left over until morning, you must burn it with fire. This is the way you must eat it. You must be fully dressed, as if you were going on a trip. You must have your sandals on and your walking stick in your hand. You must eat it in a hurry. This is the Lord's Passover. That night I will go through the land of Egypt and kill all the firstborn animals and people in the land of Egypt. I will also punish all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. But the blood will be a sign on the houses where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Nothing terrible will hurt you when I punish the land of Egypt. You are always to remember this day and celebrate it with a feast to the Lord. Your descendants are to honor the Lord with this feast from now on. For this feast, you must eat bread made without yeast for 7 days. On the first day, you are to remove all the yeast from your houses. No one should eat any yeast for the full 7 days of the feast, or that person will be cut off from Israel. You are to have holy meetings on the first and last days of the feast. You must not do any work on these days. The only work you may do is to prepare your meals. You must celebrate the Feast of Unleavened Bread, because on this very day I brought your divisions of people out of Egypt. So all of your descendants must celebrate this day. This is a law that will last from now on. In the first month of the year, you are to eat bread made without yeast from the evening of the 14th day until the evening of the 21st day. For 7 days, there must not be any yeast in your houses. Anybody who eats yeast during this time, either an Israelite or non-Israelite, must be cut off from the community of Israel. During this feast, you must not eat anything made with yeast. You must only eat bread made without yeast wherever you live. Then Moses called all the older leaders of Israel together and told them, "Get the animals for your families and kill the lamb for the Passover. Take a branch of the hyssop plant, dip it into the bowl filled with blood, and then wipe the blood on the sides and tops of the door frames. No one may leave that house until morning. When the Lord goes through Egypt to kill the Egyptians, he will see the blood on the sides and tops of the door frames, and he will pass over that house. He will not let the one who brings death come into your houses and kill you. You must keep this command as a law for you and your descendants from now on. Do this when you go to the land the Lord has promised to give you. When your children ask you, 'Why are you doing these things?' you will say, 'This is the Passover sacrifice to honor the Lord. When we were in Egypt, the Lord passed over the houses of Israel, and when he killed the Egyptians, he saved our homes.' Then the people bowed down and worshiped the Lord. They did just as the Lord commanded Moses and Aaron. At midnight, the Lord killed all the firstborn sons in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of the king who sat on the throne to the firstborn of the prisoner in jail. Also, all the firstborn farm animals died. The king, his officers, and all the Egyptians got up during the night because someone had died in every house. So there was a loud outcry everywhere in Egypt. During the night, the king called for Moses and Aaron and said, 'Get up and leave my people. You and your people may do as you have asked. Go and worship the Lord. Take all of your flocks and herds as you have asked and go. And also bless me.' The Egyptians also asked the Israelites to hurry and leave, saying, 'If you don't leave, we will all die.' So the people took their dough before the yeast was added. They wrapped the bowls for making dough in clothing and carried them on their shoulders. The Israelites did what Moses told them to do and asked their Egyptian neighbors for things made of silver and gold and for clothing. The Lord caused the Egyptians to think well of them, and the Egyptians gave the people everything they asked for. So the Israelites took rich gifts from them. The Israelites traveled from Ramses to Succoth. There were about 600,000 men walking, not including the women and children. Many other people who were not Israelites went with them, as well as a large number of sheep, goats, and cattle. The Israelites used the dough they had brought out of Egypt to bake loaves of bread without yeast. The dough had no yeast in it because they had been rushed out of Egypt and had no time to get food ready for their trip. The people of Israel had lived in Egypt for 430 years. On the very day the 430 years ended, the Lord's division of people left Egypt. That night the Lord kept watch to bring them out of Egypt. And so on this same night the Israelites are to keep watch to honor the Lord from now on. The Lord told Moses and Aaron, "Here are the rules for Passover. No foreigner is to eat the Passover. If someone buys a slave and circumcises him, the slave may eat the Passover, but neither a person who lives for a short time in your country nor a hired worker may eat it. The meal must be eaten inside a house. Take none of the meat outside the house. Don't break any of the bones. The whole community of Israel must take part in this feast. A foreigner who lives with you may share in the Lord's Passover if all the males in his house become circumcised. Then, since he will be like a citizen of Israel, he may share in the meal. But a man who is not circumcised may not eat the Passover meal. The same rules apply to an Israelite born in the country or to a foreigner living there. So all the Israelites did just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron. On that same day, the Lord led the Israelites out of Egypt by their divisions.